Good morning and welcome to the K-State Research and Extension Report, today featuring Frontier Extension District Director and Family and Community Wellness Agent, Rebecca McFarland. Good morning, Rebecca. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm doing well, enjoying this warmer weather.
Yeah, it's great out there, that's for sure. And so today we're going to be talking about the Research and Extension District's role in like local fairs. And
yes, okay. We are. I thought it'd be really good to share kind of an overview of what the roles of Frontier Extension District staff, as well as the Fair Board's role in the fairs and across the Frontier Extension District. And our Frontier District staff is busy preparing for those fairs, and currently we're involved in four of the fairs across the district. So again, I'm going to share information about the purpose of the fair from a 4-H youth development perspective, and the local fair board's responsibilities and extension roles in the fairs. So again, to give a little bit of history or background, the Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Program is administered by the Frontier Extension District Board. So we have a board along with K-State Research and Extension, and within the policies and guidelines set forth by the Director of Kansas State University Agricultural Experiment Station and the Cooperative Extension Service. A lot of words there. So participation in the 4-H youth divisions of the fair is to be based on a couple of different criteria. The first one is the exhibit is a result of knowledge and skills learned within the 4-H project experience in the local club, group, event, enrichment program, or individual participation. And the 4-H member is the owner of the project. Although in some projects, in some cases, leasing of animals is permissible. So the 4-H member is actually considered the owner of the animal during that current project year. So again, K-State Research Extension holds responsibility in cooperation with the 4-H Council and like the local fair boards for developing the 4-H rules at all the 4-H county fairs and 4-H events. And these must be consistent with the 4-H message, or excuse me, 4-H mission and 4-H policies, including some site-based risk management planning. And of course, in the case of the past 2 years, we think about COVID. And so we're doing some actual planning related to, again, risk management with COVID. So as K-State Research and Extension professionals, we're in charge of the 4-H program and responsible for communicating with and also upholding state and national 4-H policy to the 4-H Council and the Fair Board. So we ensure that the 4-H fair rules, again, are in compliance, and they don't supersede the state and national 4-H policy, okay? Also, the fair boards can design local classes and events to enhance the educational mission of the 4-H program. So what does this mean? We make sure, again, the rules and regulations at the local level are consistent with K-State Research and Extension 4-H youth development. And we look really at the rules and regulations of the state fair and try to align those. We also secure superintendents and the judges. We manage the check-in, the judging, and the release of exhibits, and decision-making and responsibility there. So as you would imagine, when you're dealing with as many people as we deal with at fairs, as well as projects, there's issues or concerns that arise. And so our 4-H our extension district staff make those decisions. We consult with other staff members as well as the fair board. And also in the past, there's been issues like some of the projects have been stolen. So we deal with some of those issues as well. So again, there's a lot to manage at a local county fair that many people may not realize what's going on behind the scenes. What's the local fair board's responsibility? So the fair board is responsible for managing the facilities, the entertainment, the commercial exhibits, and the vendors. They also manage the open class divisions, although I've helped with that in the past and many of our staff have. That includes, again, securing the superintendents, the judges, the supplies that are needed, also determining open class registration and accepting those exhibits as well as releasing those exhibits when the fair is over, provide secretarial and clerical support, provide janitorial, custodial service, maintenance, groundskeeping, and security personnel, provide fair premiums. So they get ribbons, but associated with that ribbons, they also get some money, some cash. And so provide those fair premiums as well as the rewards for both 4-H and open class divisions, and responsible for all commercial enterprise at the fair, which includes the livestock sale. So in closing, I just wanted to, again, want people to recognize as they go to the county fairs this year, recognize, be mindful of all the things that went on behind the scenes to make this happen. And while we plan and hopefully it goes flawlessly, it rarely does, of course, again, because we're dealing with people. And I know as a 4-H alumni how much I enjoyed the county fairs growing up. It was a highlight of my summer, and of course it is for many of our 4-H members. It's getting to be with friends and seeing the rewards of our, you know, the work and our projects as well. But again, think about, and if you see our Frontier Extension District staff, you see the fair board members working tirelessly at the fair, you know, take a few minutes and recognize their work in those areas.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you, Rebecca. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 to hear Mayor DeZine Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in crop production and horticulture, Caitlin Barthol.